Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have in my lucky dip today. So, Anita has asked, I love the look of a kimono for a third layer in summer. How can an H shape wear this? Any shape can wear a kimono. That is what is so beautiful about this garment. It's very flexible sort of garment, particularly when it's in a very lightweight fabric or slightly sheer fabric. If you are wearing fitted clothes underneath, so if whatever your outfit is underneath is fitted, you can have that voluminous layer and it works. Because the fitted layer, it goes over the top and that fitted layer will show off your, you know, your natural shape without making you look larger. So I also think about when you're choosing your kimono fabrics, don't choose a stiff cotton. Choose like a lightweight silk or something, or chiffon or a lace or something that flows. Now, the more sheer it is, like a lace or you know, something that's, you know, a sheer chiffon, then we can see your shape through it. So it does have a lovely look about it. So I would just go, don't worry too much about whatever body shape you are. Just think about a lightweight, sheer, movable sort of fabric with lots of drape, lots of puddling will work, and it will look fabulous. And add that great third piece in summer when it's hot and you still sometimes might want to be covered, or you want to add that extra layer for some interest and detail. There we go. Okay, next question. Can I get this open? Okay. Anne-Marie said, how do I look glamorous in summer when I'm at home not wearing shorts and tees, which make me feel sloppy? This has got to be the dress, and in particular the maxi dress. The maxi dress is probably the most glamorous of dresses. I always think of it as poolside glam when you're wearing it, but it is great in summer, and you know, you can get a lot of them in really just easy knit fabrics and things like that that are very easy to wear, really wash and wear, don't require any ironing, but they have that glamorous look. So I usually look for one in a print, something that gives it some life and interest. We think back to when the maxi really came into fashion, which was the early 70s. It really was all about poolside glam, and we can have those kind of big prints and exciting kind of summery prints all over them. So I would say get yourself a maxi dress if you want to look glamorous in summer, if you're not wearing shorts and a t-shirt, or just like I was talking about before, add a kimono, like a soft, drapey, lightweight kimono over whatever you are wearing. That will also add that element of glamour. Because when we're thinking about clothes, you can often be that clothes that move, that there's pattern, that there's detail, all those sorts of things, often a bit of extra fabric. Now, that adds this element of glamour to an outfit. If something's just very kind of sleek or straight, it may be not quite as glamorous, but having that extra fabric, that volume that moves as you do, can add that bit of glamour that you are looking for. So there we go. I go the maxi dress. Or some other sort of dress, if you really like some other sort of dress. Dresses tend to always look more glamorous than particularly shorts and t-shirts do. Last question. Hayley has said, how do I have a wardrobe full of outfits that are comfortable and casual and home appropriate, but don't need a complete change when I go into town for meetings and want to look professional? I usually feel either too dressed up or underdressed. So this is where I would be utilizing the jacket. At home, you can wear your, you know, your knit tops and your jeans. And I would say too, think about if you're going to wear a pair of jeans, you know, casual jeans, that they are not too distressed or too sloppy, so that they fit well, and that they can look quite dressy. Then add a jacket when you want to go into town and you've got to go and have that meeting. So something like a jacket could be a knit sort of jacket, like this is a knit sort of jacket, or it could be more a blazery style jacket. It's amazing how just adding a jacket to a pair of jeans and a t-shirt really dresses the whole outfit up. The other thing is always to think about those at-home comfortable clothes, that they're not sloppy. So this is where well-fitting jeans and nicely fitting tops can work. Or you could think about, I just want to wear a blouse. So the thing I love about a blouse is it's a soft shirt, such as I've got a blouse on. So it's got that shirt construction, but it's softer and much more comfortable to wear. And so that too, but it's because it's a shirt construction, we associate shirts with being business wear, that therefore it looks more dressed up when you go into town and have those meetings. So you can still wear them with your jeans, so they're still in that kind of comfort level and not overdressed, but just adding that bit of something extra. I mean, really, style is so personal as well that you might go, but I prefer to wear skirts or I prefer to wear something else, you know, and this is why you've got to find your own version. But it's not hard to take something that's otherwise a very comfortable garment and dress it up or down. And this is where also we can add accessories, that you can take a plain, you know, top and add some accessories to give it that more dressed up look. Like today I have pearls on, and pearls, even though this is a more, you know, kind of creative set of pearls, it's more relaxed too. It's not like your really traditional set of pearls, but it's still pearls, which automatically have a more formal feel than if I was wearing, say, a chunky, they were wooden beads. That would have a very different feel, or plastic beads. So, of course, you can always accessorize your plain, you know, items, and that makes them feel more dressed up. But I always think, particularly if you go, I just need to look more professional, I've got a meeting, it's add the jacket. It could be take the cardigan off that you are wearing and put the jacket on. Something as simple as that, take off the jumper, put on the jacket, can really, without having to completely get changed, can take your at-home comfortable casual outfits and just make them look a bit more formal and more professional should you need that. So there we go, three simple questions answered today. Please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you want to know. And of course, don't forget you can take my personal style quiz to understand more about your personal style, and also my body shape calculator quiz. If you're really unsure of which shapes suit you, what styles of clothing, this is the, you know, one of the steps in the style puzzle. These are all parts of the style puzzle to help you really, you know, define your personal style, because I know that when you define your personal style, it makes having a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear so much easier. Thanks for watching, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.